Welcome everyone. Continue with Pelioitz and Brachas, Shin number 125, where the Pelioitz tells us, make sure you say the bracha milo b'milo, one word at a time, as we've been discussing. Unfortunately, says the Pelioitz, there are many people out there, they think they're making brachas. I will be chosom sulo. Their bracha is possible. You know, it's almost sukkis. And you buy your dalad minim. And then you have a shayla, you go ask the rav, you ask somebody. It tells you, unfortunately, it's possible. The esek is possible. It's possible. You can have brachas that people are making. They think they're making brachas. It's possible. The bracha is possible. It's invalid. I could have told you in a previous shir, they're skipping words. They're skipping letters. Says the Pelioitz, they're doing two things wrong here. Because of their behavior, there are two things that are coming out. Number one, they're deriving benefit from this world without any bracha. They're nene, deriving benefit without getting the bracha, without making the bracha. Umas kirim Hashem levatola, and they're mentioning Hashem's holy name in vain for no reason. Once again, when do we do bittul? We do bittul with chametz. We destroy the chametz. The person is being mevatel. I think we say in such terms like this. It has more of a connection of how horrific this is. We take the chametz and we put it in fire and we burn it. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Ein bir chametz el sreifa, that to destroy the chametz is with fire. The person is destroying kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And that's what bittul means. He's making a bracha levatala. Why are you saying Hashem's name? What right do we have to say Hashem's name? Well, we're given permission to say Hashem's name if I'm about to eat food. So there's a text to follow. But if we don't follow that text, and we say a bracha, and we're skipping letters and words, it's a bracha levatala. Now what's the reason this is happening? The Pelioitz is telling us, let's go to the root source of this problem. V'zeh pri hamehirus. The reason why this is happening is because the person is making the bracha too quickly. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So I just made a bracha, I ate, by the way. I don't know if you heard it. Because I said it very quickly. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It's not a real bracha. I'm not eating anything. I'm just giving an example. Now, you see how quickly I can do that? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I said a little slower now. But sometimes when a person makes a bracha so quickly like that, and they mumble the words, they're not saying anything. They're saying Hashem's name, but it's not a bracha. It's priya mihirus. Asher hi roh choyla. Sha'afilu shiyem ha-bracha kulo kidei bizoyoin v'ketzef. L'varech l'melech ha-kovet bracha chatufa. Ein zim varech el menayitz. And even if a person says all the words, is that giving kovet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that saying, showing appreciation? Is that the purpose of what Chazal instituted to make the brachas? 100 brachas a day? That's how I'm going to talk to the Melech, Malchi, Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ashri ish, Yireyas, Hashem, Yikabal, Allah, V'chol, Teikif. Fortunate is the person who fears Hashem that he will accept upon himself with all the strength that he has. V'shtadel b'roiv oiz, v'satsumois, and he'll use all of his strength and energy that Hashem gave him to focus, levarich, kol birchoisa b'kol rom, ois b'ois, teva b'teva, b'reusa v'chevesa d'liba. That a person should focus and say a bracha with the fear, with a simcha. Every single letter, every single word, clearly, articulately. Say it. Focus on what he's saying. V'zeh kol ha'odam she'ishtadal b'chol toikif l'kayim kol dover toiv kashayos. Zeh kol odom. This is the purpose of man. Shishtadil. He should put in his effort. He should work hard. B'chol toikif. With all of his energy. L'kayim kol dover toiv kasheyos v'zeh ha'oyis imu ish toiv. These are strong words. How does he end off this paragraph? V'zehu ha'oyis. V'zeh ha'oyis imu ish toiv. And this is a sign if the person is a good person. Good person. What does that do? Good person. I give tzedakah. I do chesed. I'm there to help people. I do bikur cholim. This is a sign if I make a bracha, if I'm a good person. What's pshat? How do you understand this? I think it's pashut. I think it's obvious, according to what we'll be learning, that a person who doesn't make a bracha properly, we said he's stealing from Hashem, and he's stealing from Klai Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. A person who does something like that is not a good person. A person who's stealing from Hashem, a person who steals from Klai Yisrael, because now that he's not making the brachas, Hashem is not turning on the faucet of Shefa, Bracha, Vatzlacha, of everything we're diving for now during Aseret Yemei Teshuva and the whole year round, because he's not giving Hashem, we'll call it, the ability to open the faucets, Kiviyachol, as if to say. The way Hashem runs this world is that we make the brachas, Hashem twists the faucet open and says, here's the parnasa, here's the gezunt, here's the health, here's the nachas from the children. You know, some people are very health conscious. They eat well, they take care of their body, they exercise well, they feel good. Sometimes when you meet these people, they inspire you. You know what? I'm going to do this also. I'm going to eat well. I'm going to exercise. They try to sleep enough. Sleep is also important. And after a couple days, they start feeling very good. They cut back on the candy. And they're exercising. And they get into a good routine. And they're mamish. 3 days, 6 days, 2 weeks go by, and they thank, they go to this person, they thank him, you know, they tell him, you know, I want to tell you, you really inspired me. And the person says, oh, you know, it's you're looking very good. So I feel very good. I feel strong. I feel healthy. And it's all because of you. So, oh, thank you. What did I do? I didn't do anything. You're a role model for me. And you say thank you. Imagine the person makes a bracha. Don't just imagine it. But a person who makes a bracha, clearly, Baruch Atah Hashem, you Hashem are the makor, the source. Baruch Atah Hashem, Adoin HaKol, the master of everything. You Hashem are the source of everything. Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Elokeinu, that you Hashem are watching over the powerful, powerful God who's watching over everything that's taking place in the world. Everything means everything. Elokeinu, Melech, like we're saying now, Malchus, you are the king. You're the king. That means I have responsibilities. I have to learn Torah, I have to do mitzvahs. B'simcha, I have this opportunity to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That's what a bracha is now. Ha'olam. What's the word ha'olam? Hela means hidden. Where are you? I don't see you. Ah, but you know what? In this bracha, I can see you, Hashem. In this apple, in this banana, in the fact I say, Pakeach Ivrim, I open my eyes. Zoykev Kafuvim, I can stand up. Mati Rasurim. And Asha Yotzar. Speak to a doctor. Read the right Svarim about Asha Yotzar, Chas Hashem, all the problems that can go wrong. That's what we see Hashem. The word ha'olam means the world. It's, the root word is helam, hidden. Hashem is hiding himself in this world. But Hashem is there. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Imagine we say that 100 times a day. Every day. And of course you finish it off, whatever the bracha ends, Bari Priya Eitz, Bari Priya Adama. Hazon is a call when you bench. You know what happens? We feel so spiritually strong. We strengthen our muscles just like that person who is eating healthy and exercising. We feel powerful. We build our emunah. Tzadik be'emunah so yichyeh. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here, to come close to Him. We build this relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The brachos is our key to build that relationship. Just before, an hour ago, my children called me from Eretz Yisrael. And one of my children says, Abba, when are you coming? She was there 2 weeks. She wants to know when I'm coming. Abba, when are you coming? I said, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if I'm coming. I have no idea. But when's mommy coming? I have no idea. Hashem is saying, my dear child, when are you coming? I want to hear your bracha. Just like the little child who learns how to make a bracha. I remember my niece was over, my brother was over with his children, his family. It was Hanukkah. And there's this little three-year-old girl. And they put a menorah next to her, you know. And all of a sudden she starts making a bracha. Nobody expected it. Even I think her parents were shocked. And everybody's like getting such nachas. Wow, what a bracha. It was the cutest thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want to hear the bracha. Because the bracha brings us together. And Hashem says, I want to be with you. And I want you to be with me. Yes, it's the Rabbanan. 99% of the brachas. Hashem says, that's how it works. That's the key to our relationship. Making the brachas.